Alex needs to consider the impact this stagnation may have on the timelines. The length of time for which the recruitment has been stagnating indicates that the sites in the UK could fail to meet the target recruitment levels by the end date. I think Alex needs to be careful there. He needs to consider the impact this stagnation may have on the timelines. The length of time for which the recruitment had been stagnating indicates that the sites in the UK could fail to meet the target recruitment levels by the end date. That's too drastic. Gerald is only doing what he thinks is best. In his experience, the recruitment usually picks up after a while. He needs to see the urgency of this particular situation. Directly engaging with his line manager is not a good way to help him see that. In fact, this would alienate Gerald. That should help. Gerald is only doing what he thinks is best. In his experience, the recruitment usually picks up after a while. Once he sees the current enrollment numbers in comparison to the expected numbers, he'll see the urgency of the situation. Then, Alex and Gerald can refer to the recruitment plan for the next steps. I don't think Alex can do that. A project leader cannot independently revise the study strategy. That is a good solution. Yes, Alex should contact the patient recruitment lead to discuss the effectiveness of the recruitment strategies applied and to learn how to improve upon them. I think making a suggestion like that without preliminary research about the strategy and its effectiveness may be counterproductive. It is the responsibility of a project leader to oversee the recruitment of a project. Although the CL is responsible for achieving recruitment targets, the project leader is accountable for the overall success of the project. Therefore, they must keep track of the recruitment trends and ensure that the project recruitment targets are met within time. I don't think that's the right decision. Neither Alex nor Gerald is completely aware about the reasons for the protocol violations. Yes, it's important to have all the details in place before making a decision. The project leader is accountable for ensuring that the project quality is maintained. In case of risks to the project quality, they must engage with their team members and define a solution approach to mitigate the impact of risks. The project leader is also responsible for keeping the customer updated and informed about all aspects of the project. It is essential to remain clear and transparent with the customer in all situations. This goes a long way in maintaining good customer relationships. Yes, it's probably a good idea to consult with the other team members before taking such a drastic step. Replacing the vendor at this stage could lead to further delays. Although Gerald is the expert, it is important to consult other members of the team before taking such a drastic result. Replacing the vendor at this stage could lead to further delays. The project leader is responsible for managing the vendors during the course of a project. They are required to oversee the quality of vendor deliverables in collaboration with the PMA. The project leader is expected to lead problem-solving and resolution and manage core team cross-functional collaboration. A project leader needs to ensure timely completion of the project. Therefore, it is important to stay vigilant about the timelines and to mitigate any risks that may impact the timelines. A project leader is also responsible for project information to all the stakeholders, including the core team. This is exceptionally important because the functional leads would need to plan their resources and deliverables accordingly. I don't think that explains the increase in clinical monitoring visits. True, the cases of protocol violations at sites in India could have prompted more frequent monitoring visits at those sites. I don't think that explains the increase in clinical monitoring visits. One of the most critical responsibilities of a project leader is to manage the project finances. They would do this with the help of the PMA. It is essential to ensure that the project is completed within the agreed-upon budget. The project leader is also responsible for managing the scope of a project and for identifying out-of-scope activities. In the case of out-of-scope activities, they must engage with a customer to file the change order form so that the cost of the out-of-scope activities can be accounted for.